Hey, what's going on, everybody? So, I've been posting a little more lately, probably because I've been feeling inspired. That sounds so weird. Anyways, what's going on, guys? My name is Nick. Welcome to As Told by Nick. For those of you who haven't listened to me yet, welcome. For those of you who have, welcome back. So, let's jump right into this. I don't know if this is really something personal. I mean, it's technically personal, but it's also just like, I don't know if universal is the right word for this, but seems like a lot of people deal with anxiety, serious amounts of stress and depression. And, you know, for a while I thought like, wow, like I'm the only one dealing with all this. And then I learned I'm not the only one dealing with this. A lot of people that I know personally and people that I don't even know personally, just people that I, you know, see on different sources and whatever, are dealing with a lot of really crazy things. And, you know, I had a conversation with a buddy of mine recently about some stress and anxiety, and I kind of realized something. You know, one of the number one problems I have that causes anxiety and stress, and I'm kind of learning to work on it, is it's just like I worry about things that are not real, okay? Things that I don't have control over, and I'm not allowing myself to focus on the things that I do have control over. Now, there's not many things out there that we have control over, I'll be honest with you. Unless you're like Superman or something. I mean, even that. But positivity is one of those things that we 100% have control over. And no matter what I go through every day, every week, every month, my entire life, I try to stay positive. And for the longest time, I always thought that was so like, I don't even know. I don't have words tonight. But I just thought it was cheesy, like, oh, you're so positive, why are you so positive, like your life's literally burning to the ground. And then I kind of dove deeper into that ideology of being positive all the time, and I realized something. It's true, though. No matter what's going on in your life, if you can find a way to stay positive about it, it not only feels better, but it actually starts to work in your favor. And I kind of started to realize that your perspective on your life truly changes how your life is. It's how you see your life as everything. How you project yourself to be truly is what makes or breaks your life. So if you're sitting around miserable about your life and you're thinking about how miserable you are and you hate it, you're going to be miserable and you're going to hate it and it's going to suck. Even if you're in a bad situation, if you look at it in some kind of positive manner, whatever that may be, and just think like it's going to get better, but truly, deeply understand that it's going to get better, it will. And you'll start to feel better. I know that's not easy to do. And I'm no psychiatrist or therapist. I've just been through a lot, and I know how to talk to myself. I sound crazy. But no, it's true. I know how to talk to myself, and I mean, look at me right now. I'm sitting here by myself in my house alone talking into a microphone. But I'm hoping that people will listen to this and it'll help them. If it doesn't, well, it's a good outlet for me. I learned that the more positive I am about situations, the better things become. And I've been in some really bad situations. Really bad. Okay. And as long as I wake up every morning and I'm like, you know what? This isn't that bad. It's going to be okay. You get through the shitstorm, it'll be okay. You still got to go through the shitstorm. Okay, just go through it. That's the thing. Just go through it. Okay, nothing lasts forever. And I mean that in the most positive way, not in a bad way, but nothing lasts forever. Okay, whatever bad situation you're going through, whatever is going on, it's not going to last forever. It may seem like it is, but it's not. It's not going to last forever. You're going to get past it. One way or another, you're going to get past it. You're going to wake up one day and the situation's going to be gone, okay? Or at least far enough away where it's no longer affecting you. I have some things that I'm dealing with. Everyone has some things they're dealing with. There's things I'm dealing with at this current moment that I don't want to deal with, that are stressing me out, that are bothering me. But you know what? I have a lot of good things in my life, okay? And this is I'm not bragging at all because I really don't have much to brag about. I'm just being positive. I have a good job, okay? I have a roof over my head. I have a license. Some people don't have a license. I have good things coming to me. I'm a pretty smart guy. I work out every day. I do everything I can. I eat right. I'm physically healthy. Mentally, I'm working on it, but physically, I'm healthy. You know, for the most part. I wake up every morning. Well, actually, I work night shift, so I wake up kind of in the afternoon, but I wake up with a good head on my shoulders, you know? For the longest time, I used to wake up, and I apologize, by the way, if my voice kind of goes in and out. I'm working with a new system here. I'm using an actual microphone, not my phone, so trying to figure out the best quality, but so I apologize in advance. But I wake up and I'm just like, you know what? This is good. And in the past, I used to wake up and I used to hate things. Like, I used to hate going to work. And I'm not saying that I wake up every day and I'm like, I love my job. You know, my job is a job, okay? It's a job. I don't go there. I don't help anybody. I don't make the world better, okay? I do my job and I get paid to do my job. And therefore, I take that money from my job and I make it do the other things for me, you know? So one way or another, it's a positive thing in my life. And for the longest time, I was never good at that. I was never good at, like, looking at my life and being, like, you know, happy, because I hated my jobs. I hated my situation. Okay? But I was looking at it wrong. One day, I woke up and I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm sitting here complaining about my job, but I make decent money. Actually, now I make good money. And some people out there don't even have a job, and not because they don't want to, because they, for whatever reason, they just can't get one. I know people, I've met people over the last 2 years that are living on the streets, okay? I've met people that are addicted to drugs still. I've met people that are going through shit that I could not even imagine. And I was sitting here upset that, like, oh, you know, my car's ugly, or like, you know, I wish I had more money, but I had money, and I had a car, and I had a job, and I had a roof over my head, and I have a car now, and I have a job, and I have a roof over my head, and I'm making good money. Could I be making more? Sure. Does it bother me that I don't make as much as I want? Yes. But I'm still making money. I'm alive. I'm happy. I'm doing really well. And honestly, for the last month, I've really come back to myself. I really seriously have. I don't know what happened. Maybe it's because I literally stopped drinking. I stopped doing unhealthy things. And yeah, I don't know. I just completely came back to myself. I think I just finally realized that I need to just nut up, I guess is the proper word. Like, I just need to suck it up and just do things and just accept it. You know, just accept, do what I have to do for now. And then when I get the opportunity to do what I don't have to do that actually makes me happy, I will do it. And I spent so much of my life growing up, and I'm sure, I say this a lot, but I'm sure a lot of you out there can relate to this, but you spend so much time in your life worrying about things and being upset about your situations, and then you get into a certain situation, you look back 3 years from now, and you're like, wow, I would have done anything to be where I am right now. Okay, like, the situation I'm in right now, if I think back to, like, 5 years, okay, I'm not saying I'm in the best situation at all right now, but I'm saying just financially and mentally, like, I'm good, okay, and year, you know, just even 3 years ago, I would have done anything to be where I'm at right now. And I didn't appreciate that at all. Because I could have did this back then. I don't know if this is making sense, but so every time I sit here and I think, like, wow, like, I wish I could be doing this or doing that, I think back to old me, or younger me, I guess. And I'm like, you know, younger me would be so happy right now to see where I'm at. I heard a quote today, and I'm going to try to properly say this, and I don't know if I can say it correctly. I might badger this, beaver dam. I don't even know what I'm saying. It's the version you are now is who younger you would have felt safe with. So when you were young, the person you would have looked up to and felt the most safe with is who you are now. I don't know if that's true for everybody, but I am. It's true for me. I remember being back in high school, like freshman year, and, you know, I was having some issues with some kids, and I just went up to one of, like, the biggest guys in the school, and I was like, yo, dude, and he was a really nice guy. I wish I could remember his name, and I feel really bad for not, but he was a big dude, okay? And I remember going up to him being like, yo, man, I need some help. These kids are bothering me. I was too small at the time. I was like 100 pounds, you know. I can't defend myself. I was like, can you help me? And sure enough, this man was like my personal bodyguard for the rest of the year. Nicest guy. I owe this guy a lot, and I'm gonna figure out who he is at some point. Look back into it. But now, not again, not to brag, but I am a bodybuilder. I'm a big guy. You know, I push over 200 pounds easy. At the moment, I'm cutting, so I'm like I'm around 190. But like, I've been upwards of 220, 230. You know, I have the body of a person that I would have ran to as a kid. And the mindset of a protector, and it's just like, I've never heard this quote before until today. I was just like, wow, like it hit me. Like it was on TikTok, and I was like, I like stopped for a minute. And I was like thinking about it, and I was like, oh, that's really cute. And then I was like, wait a second, it's true. I am exactly who I would have looked up to. And with that, I am going to end this because I'm pushing over my, I'm about to hit 11 minutes. I try not to go too far into things because, you know, after a while, it just kind of drags on. But just take that with you for a minute and think about it. Think about who you are right now and think about you as a kid. Would you be looking up to yourself as a kid? If you are, be proud of yourself. If you're not, well, keep working. You got it in you. Have a good night or day or morning. I don't know what time it is when you hear this. Bye-bye.